At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Welcome in. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roadhouse protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be. Welcome in to the Doug Gottlieb Show. Hope you're having a great day. Every Wednesday, Jay Stu, when he joined the show, came up with the idea of the midway. And the idea is, hey, middle of the show, middle of the day. By the way, we have a podcast I think you'll love always, but especially today. It's a bonus podcast. It's an hour. We drop it at the top of next hour. Top of next hour. So just type in Doug Gottlieb, wherever you download podcast. And of course, you can tell your friends if you like this show or my discussion with Monsi about women's athletics as opposed to how we're supposed to view them as men. All that you can get, the radio show and the bonus hour, type in Doug Gottlieb, every download podcast. Anyway, Jay Stu came with this idea like, hey, we can talk bigger, grandiose, whatever topics. And I had two in mind, and here's what we'll do. I'll let you three, that's Jason Stewart, producer, Iowa Sam, board op, and of course, Monsi Bolaños, who's doing our updates. I'll let you guys decide which one you want to go with. Two options. Okay, with all the talk of prop bets and gambling in sports and the Shohei Ohtani story as well, I didn't know if you guys want to talk about like your own personal gambling, not necessarily habits, but first time you gambled, when you learned about, like, I didn't know, like, I've played craps before, but Jay Stu actually took time to teach me how to play craps last time we were in Vegas together. We lost a lot of money, but it didn't matter. It was a great tutorial. Expensive tutorial because he actually lost money teaching me. I don't know how that worked, but it was a tutorial nonetheless. So I have gotten that at times in sports gambling. I think that part is fascinating. Or we can do the storylines you're most into heading into Major League Baseball because opening day is tomorrow. I feel like Monsi is baseball. I know Jay Stu is baseball, and I don't know about Iowa Sam.
I like the gambling thing.
Yeah, we could do the gambling
sports
one
gambling
too.
Thing, yeah. Baseball.
Sam, which one are you in?
I'm whichever. Not I just fine. Wanted don't to play the, James Earl Jones
don't
there.
Don't do the fine. Just which one do you want? Which one do you prefer to do?
I would say I have probably more opinions about major storylines in baseball.
Okay, what about you, Jay Stu?
I'm with the sports gambling. I think that's a good one.
Okay, Monsi, you're the deciding factor.
Wow, I'm going to say sports gambling.
Okay.
Whoa.
We can
curveball from Monsi, no pun intended.
We can do the curveball tomorrow if you guys would like as well. We can, you know, tomorrow baseball actually opens. Stupidly in places like Chicago and New York. I don't know, like some that made sense to somebody. Okay, so we got all the here's a question. First question is this. Oh, by the way, don't we have to get to the midway?
Stuck in the middle with you.
It's time for
Stuck in the Middle the Midway.
So I'll give you my first ever sports gambling story.
Okay.
I didn't grow up in a household where my dad gambled. When I was in college, I know there were other people on campus that would bet on stuff. Just nobody in my orbit. And they kind of scare you straight when you're a college athlete from gambling. They have the FBI come in and show you all kinds of pictures and videos. And you're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. That does not sound fun to me. And it was right in the during the Headache Smith. When I was at Oklahoma State, that was during the Headache Smith investigation. He'd thrown games for Arizona State. And I was like, nah, I'm out. So my first time, I was back from playing professional basketball in Russia and Israel. And I was in Oklahoma City. I was doing sports radio at the time. It was my first year doing ESPN games and doing sports radio locally. And when I did, I played ball at this church a couple times a week. And there's a guy named Gary. And Gary was an older guy. And I just remember, like, dudes were coming up giving him money. And I was like, Gary, do I owe you some money for the pickup ball? He's like, nah, that's for my business. So my buddy Mark, who still does sports radio in Oklahoma City, at the time, Mark Rogers and I, he would play pickup ball there too. And I was like, Mark, why are people giving Gary money? He's like, because he's their bookie. Like, I heard bookie, and I just automatically thought it was going to be an Italian guy in a suit with the shirt unbuttoned, hair coming out, some sort of glasses that were slightly tinted, gold chains, and he just reeked of too many sprays of perfume. That's what I thought a bookie looked like, right? And it turns out, like, it's Gary. Like, Gary's an older dude, just an average-looking white dude in Oklahoma City. And I was betting, like, 6-17 parlays on a Saturday. And without fail, first of all, it's the dumbest bets of all time.
All right, Des Bryant here. Wow.
Yeah, totally. And, like, it would always be, like, the late Pac-12 game, Pac-10 game back then, that would cost me my money. And I never forget, like, I was down 400, and I went to my bank account, took out $400, and gave it to him. He's like, hey, man, you got to tighten me up. And, I remember somebody really close to me was like, why are you spending your hard-earned money? Oh, you're not rich, like, on games when you're going to lose. And I was like, that's kind of a good point, but I think I'm going to win. But for whatever reason, like, that was my scared straight, didn't bet on sports with the exception of when I'm in Vegas moment. But it wasn't until probably 7 or 8 years ago that I really started to understand all the different ways in which you can bet on sports, to be totally honest with you. Jay Stu, let me ask you, when was the first time you bet on sports?
It was in college when I had zero money. I had, like, negative money in my bank account, and I did all my sports betting in my entire life at that point when the stakes were highest. In other words, I would have to, like, put rent on a credit card and stuff like that. And that was just my normal day-to-day. This has nothing to do with gambling losses. The irony of my life is that when I started making money and when I started to get a little bit of spending money, I stopped sports gambling. So that's the weird thing. But I do remember one. I used to go through an intermediary who had who had the bookie. I dealt with the middleman. I won, like, one of the largest bets I've ever placed. And I was so fired up. I'm like, hey, man, how do we work this exchange out, man? The cash exchange. He's like, oh, dude, I forgot to call that in with the bookie. And I'm like, wait a minute. You could do that? Like, that's a thing? Like, I just got completely worked over by my middleman. And I said, this entire thing's a scam. And I'm out. That was, like, my wake-up moment. Like, what? Wait a minute. You didn't call in the bet. I thought when I call it in, the bet's good. No, I never called it in. Sorry. Huh, okay. So that was my moment.
Monty?
I've never dealt with the bookie. I didn't grow up in a family that also was betting. My dad loves going to Vegas, but he loves sitting at the slots, right? But that's his style of gambling and betting.
What's your dad's name?
Carlos. And he's real lucky. Like, he still has some in that finger when he hits that button.
On the slot machine?
On the slot machine.
Now, how does he handle the fact that they're now, like, digital slot machines as opposed to the rollers?
Oh, he's fine. He's not offended. Yeah. He likes the button over the pulling anyways. Sure. But he still has so much luck. It's crazy. But I have lost a lot of money just betting for the Clippers. Like, I would just bet, like, straight up $50. Clippers win tonight with my friends or, like, people I work with because I love the Clippers so much. I've lost a lot of money that way. I love doing a little parlay here and there, but I could sit at a roulette table for hours.
Really?
Hours.
You bet on numbers or colors?
All of it. I get crazy, and I love it. I love it. Blackjack, too. Blackjack, too. Craps is hard for me. I've played it, but it's hard. Somebody there with me, I can do it. But I could spend hours.
If you want to lose money, Jay Stu has a great formula for how to lose money. Right? Really, and relatively quick and painless, and he's an enjoyable person to lose money with.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What about you, Iowa Sam?
Sorry to bore everybody. I've never bet on sport. I've never done sports gambling before. I've never bet on a team. The only thing
you're not
only
betting on Iowa?
No, the only thing closest I've ever gotten is just paying to be in a NCAA tournament bracket pool, paying some money. And I've done Texas Hold'em. I love playing cards and poker, but I've not spent significant time in Vegas. I'm just not interested by it. Sorry to be Mr. Vanilla Ice Cream over
now
here.
We know why he picked the baseball.
Oh, the greatest thing about this
yeah,
is
I don't have any dad.
I had also throughout, what are we binging as a topic? What are you binging? You know, what are you watching? And he went on to explain to me the reason why he doesn't want to do that topic. He spent like 7 minutes telling me something he could have told me in 30 seconds, which is what Sam does. And I appreciate him. I love him. But
excruciating details.
He spent a long time telling me, I don't have a TV and I don't binge.
I do have a TV.
I'm intrigued. Well, you don't have a TV?
I have a TV. I just moved. I haven't set up my internet yet. It's a wireless Roku TV, and I'm watching TV on my phone with my network.
So you don't have a TV?
I do. I own a TV. I just need to get my internet set up so it'll be usable. So I don't have a TV that's
so you have a TV.
Right,
is it up on the wall?
It actually has its own stand, so
it
sits.
Standing?
It's sitting on the floor, unplugged.
Then it's not. You don't have.
But
a TV.
Here's the thing: I don't even. Even if I did have it, I do have a TV. I just used it like recently, but it needs internet because it's a wireless TV.
I understand that.
I like live news. Okay. I like live sports. I'm an old school kind of person. The longest I can binge something is maybe like 2 hours. The only thing I've binged recently was Chernobyl. I watched it again.
Again.
Oh my goodness!
I have a good one. I'm binging that everyone should be watching. Have you guys heard of The Righteous Gemstones?
I actually have seen like 10 episodes, and it has a lot of potential.
It's so good.
Wait, hold on. You guys are talking about names and things. What's it about?
The Righteous
Elevator pitch.
It is about a mega church, like a, what do they call it?
Televangelism, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And John Goodman is the main.
He's the patriarch, yeah.
Oh, so it's
about fiction. It's about a family running
fictional
like a.
Fictional look.
Yeah. It's a fictional show. Yeah.
Is it like Schnitzel Creek? Is it making fun of it?
No.
It's a
pure comedy.
It pokes fun at the industry, if that's the term you want to use.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's Danny McBride from Eastbound and Down. And
from Pineapple Express.
Oh, my God.
That's
got to be hilarious.
Oh, it's so good.
It's poking
what's,
fun
what's streaming
this.
Service?
Max.
Yeah, it's on Max.
It's on Max.
I mean, since we've obviously changed topics and nobody likes to talk about sports gambling, Jay Stu, do you want to have something you want to do binging?
Oh, no. So what Christina and I just got done binging is a show called One Day. One Day, it's on Netflix right now. It's like, I think it's the most watched Netflix series, okay? It's like an 11-hour chick flick. The actors aren't well-known at all. There are a couple British actors. I have a feeling the guy in it is going to be, he's going to hit it big. He has got that look like he's gorgeous and he's going to be a good actor. It's an 11-hour chick flick. That's all I'm going to say.
Have you guys seen is it Masters of the Air or Masters of the Sky?
I did that. Yeah, we did that too. That's wonderful.
I like it as well. But there's a couple
is
guys.
That Barry Keoghan?
I have no idea who that name is.
The guy, he was in Saltburn. And Banshee's in
yep.
a Sharon.
He's in this too. Yep. Yep.
There's a couple of dudes that you can are good looking. You can tell like they're going to be dudes for a while.
The guy who was up for an Oscar for Elvis. I don't know his name.
Yes.
Austin Butler.
He's the lead. He's
yes.
great.
He's one of the leads.
Barry Keoghan was nominated as
well. He's also in like Elvis' character
year.
As well in the show. Like same accent, same kind
of,
not as demonstrative.
He can't get rid of it. He's now Elvis. He's Elvis now.
His hair is too perfect for a guy that had to fly like 50 missions. Like they had to do something about that hair. Right?
Yes. Yes. Completely. That's what I'm binging. And then I'm watching the new Jack Ryan season on, whatever the latest
that's
Jack Ryan season.
That's always good, right?
How is
yeah,
it?
Solid. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, I like the Tom Clancy novels. I've read a bunch of them. So watching that is, it's cool.
I liked the whole first season, and then the second season started.
Yeah, it gets a little
shaky. Yeah, and I kind of, you know, lost interest.
I wish they would go back to a little bit of introducing the whole character Jack Ryan like they did in the Patriot games, in Hunt for Red October, whatever, because I have a feeling that there's a good generation of people like Monsey's age and younger who they've never read the novels. They don't know anything about it. And I think it gives a bigger, paints a better picture of it. Whereas if you've read the novels and you've seen all the movies as well, then you're like super all in on it, even though it's a different Jack Ryan than previously.
I totally agree with you because the only reason I watched it is because of who's playing Jack Ryan.
Yeah. What's his name? John
Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Mr. Emily Blunt. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Emily Blunt. I love that.
But you want to talk about a guy who, and I don't know if you guys
Jim
have
Halpert.
Noticed this.
Jim Halpert.
He'll always be Jim Halpert.
Have you noticed
me.
How much better looking we are in our 40s than we were in our 20s?
Well, I haven't gotten
Depends.
There, but I hope you're right.
The 30s as well.
I hope you're
like,
right.
Go back and look at your old, like.
Yeah.
But what's his name? John what?
Krasinski.
Like when he was in The Office.
In the beginning, yeah. Super nerdy. Who would have thought
pale.
He could be Jack Ryan?
Give a guy a little money, personal trainer, hot wife.
Chris Pratt, another perfect example.
Chris Pratt.
Those are, I think a lot of people still look better in their 20s versus their 40s.
I disagree.
Really?
I'm with Doug on this.
Reynolds, what's his name?
Josh Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Go back and look at when he was in, what was the one where he was in the...
Just Friends.
No.
Van Wilder.
Oh.
Yeah. Go look at Van Wilder, and then go look at Deadpool. Like, that dude, he's a good-looking man.
He is a good-looking dude.
Like, in Deadpool, you know? He's, like, all scarred and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, I know what you
mean,
though.
Still tell. Before
yeah.
he's
still
all
would.
Scarred, you're like, Ryan Reynolds.
I think some of that's just access to celebrity elite
no,
models and training.
Of course it is.
Jay Stu, you don't think you're better? Well.
Well, I'm not talking about myself.
No, it is about yourself.
If I had the money to spend on a nutritionist and
no,
trainer,
I'm telling you, go look at your friends. Go look at, I'll bet, like, so, look, listen, some of us, you can put on weight.
Yes.
Put on weight. Okay, but a little bit of wear and tear, your beard gets more full.
Yeah,
so you
totally.
Can do the salt
Monsey's
and pepper
like, yeah,
look
my beard,
is,
yeah.
is good. I think people pay more attention. Like you
maybe George Clooney's another good example.
Yes, you yeah. take it. You take it for granted when you're in your 20s. Like you can eat whatever, sleep whatever. You still get up, work out. You look fine. You know, like don't get me wrong. Like when I played college basketball, like I did not have an ounce of fat on me, right? But I just think like as a human being, like I feel like I look better. I wish I had the hair I had then, with like the coloring I have now.
I also feel like this is more for men. I do think men age better than women.
I don't think so.
That's kind of an old, yeah.
We just
saying.
Listed a bunch
such
of
a
men.
Chauvinist. Such a chauvinist. Monsey being a chauvinist would be a lot like that Dave Chappelle character, right? The black, blind black.
Clayton Bigsby.
What is Clayton Bigsby?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a, he wasn't a neo-Nazi. He was a white supremacist, the blind
if
black.
If you have hate in your heart, let it out.
That was great. That was a really interesting way of doing the midway.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning place by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live right now. You can see the standings and get game rules at FoxSportsRadio.com. Morgan H. is winning. Got 55 out of 64 possible points, and four listeners are right behind. Two winners, to get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Let's welcome in Daniel Jeremiah. Of course, he has the Move the Sticks podcast. He works for the NFL Network. He's their lead draft analyst. And look, you've had your own mock draft. You see all these other ones. What are your thoughts on the question about number two? Like, everyone knows what's going to happen number one. What happens at two?
Well, first of all, Doug, it's great to be back with you, man. I've been traveling all over the places. We're kind of doing the draft stuff, so I've missed our conversations. But, you know, when you look at number two, I still think it's wide open. I think they will stick and pick. I don't think that they will trade down. So then you start seeing, okay, we've been talking forever. Is it Drake May? Is it Jaden Daniels? It felt like there was a lot of, you know, chatter around the league. Again, not from necessarily inside Washington, but the expectation around the league. Oh, maybe it's going to be Jaden Daniels was the latest you hear there. And then all of a sudden, now it's all these reports and people talking about, well, now it's J.J. McCarthy's in the mix. Now there's three people there. I know one thing. I've got a really good relationship of over 20 years with Adam Peters, and he doesn't tell me anything and has never told me anything, and we talk pretty regularly. So I have a hard time believing that anybody knows what's going to happen there.
Okay, but let's do this, okay? I believe this is the way it works, okay? And you can tell me if I'm wrong, because you've actually been in those draft rooms back when you worked with the Ravens, for example, where you have the scouts' opinions, you have the coach's opinions, you got the GM, president, everybody else. Everybody's in on this, okay? Yep. Their offensive coordinator with the Washington Commanders next year is who?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay. So, and his style, though he adjusted some for the NFL, fits best with what quarterback?
His style is a point guard style. So it is a make a quick decision, get the ball out of your hands, and win the game more so with the play call than the playmaker. And so to me, that's when that historically that offense. Now they've had, you know, Kyler Murray's played in this offense with him. Obviously, Pat Mahomes, you go back to his time there with Cliff. But to me, when this offense is humming, and you saw it this year in the bowl game with USC when Miller Moss got in there, it's the Case Keenums, it's the Miller Mosses, it's the Cliff Kingsburys, like those point guards. So who's the point guard in this class? I would say based off of the most recent thing we saw, you would probably lean towards Jaden Daniels as somebody who could operate that quickly and just be the most accurate with the football. That would be, you know, if I were going to try and really marry somebody to Kingsbury, that would be my guess.
Yeah, again, if any of this logic is wrong, feel free, you know, just obviously open conversation. But I understand that J.J. McCarthy is the only guy with real time under center with a real NFL-style offense. I get it. That has value. You know, you don't have to learn to be an NFL quarterback. The problem is that's not needed in Washington based upon how they're going to play, right? Like, Cliff's not going to coach an offense that he hasn't. He played in this offense. He's coached in this offense. He's not going to change. So why would you go draft a guy who's been the only under center quarterback, you know, when that's not really needed here?
No, you know, I could make a case if you're looking for, you know, J.J. McCarthy fits, that you could look at New England and say, okay, and I'm not just the low-hanging fruit. This is Tom Brady went to Michigan, J.J. McCarthy went to Michigan. But this is a defensive head coach. This is a team that has some pieces in place on defense. They want to be smart with the football. They're probably going to have to win some low-scoring games. You could make a case that J.J. McCarthy you know, you can have that conversation. Personally, for me, I take Drake May, you know, second in this class over either one of those guys. But I could see J.J. McCarthy entering into the conversation with New England.
Why are people, I don't know if real NFL people are down on him, but why are people seemingly a little down on Drake May right now?
I think it's recency bias. You know, to me, you don't evaluate these guys in a one-year window. You got to take their entire experience as part of the process. And when you look at, you know, his year this year, the numbers were down a little bit, and it was a little bit sloppy at times. I think you could say the same thing with Caleb. But I think if you go back and watch both those guys in 22, when they had a little bit better supporting cast and a little more help, they played at a really high level. And for those that say, well, that's a dangerous precedent, what, you know, we're just going to, you know, going to give them a pass on this year. And I'm like, well, you know, Josh Allen and Jordan Love, they were in the same boat. They had a bunch of dudes leave their offense, and their final year was nowhere near as good as the year before. And those guys turned out just fine.
Okay, so let's go to the Chargers. And the Chargers have jettisoned Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, right? The two longest tenured wide receivers. Keenan, not fast, but super bright. Mike Williams, not necessarily fast anymore, but huge, injury prone, whatever. So it stands to reason that they're going to look for wide receivers in the draft. Now, you bring in Greg Roman as your offensive coordinator. Greg brings one of his running backs from Baltimore with him, right? On the other hand, there's a couple of incredible talents at tight end. Do we see a tight end go top five to the Chargers, or do they go Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I don't think so. You know, they brought in two vets with Will Dissly as a really good blocking tight end, and then they brought in Hayden Hurst, who you know, Joe Ortiz has experience with. He was there when they drafted him in Baltimore. So they've got guys who kind of fit the physical style that they want out of the tight end. They have not blocked well at that position, as you know, watching them as much as you do. So I feel like, you know, that would be a surprise to me if that was an early pick with those two guys in place. I do want to remind people, though, like, I think that as someone who has called all their games and called every one of this guy's games, when he's healthy and when he's been in a featured role, Josh Palmer's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
To the point, if I were the Chargers, I would try and extend him before this year started, because I think I'd be very confident, even if they were to draft a receiver at five, that Josh Palmer's going to have a 1,000-yard year this year.
This is a year where there's going to be a run on quarterbacks, right? And
yep.
Again, part of that is that they're cheap. Part of that is that there's a good crop. Part of that is that value-wise, you're, especially years 2, 3, and 4, you're getting real value in those rookie contracts. But some of them, somebody will be overvalued. Somebody's going to hop up in that mix is not going to be any good. Where that leaves defensive players maybe a little bit undervalued. Who's the defensive player that you're like, man, if we had taken quarterbacks out of this thing, this guy is so dynamic, I can't believe he's going to go, you know, in the teens, maybe.
Yeah, I would say, gosh, one of the ones might be Terrion Arnold, the corner from Alabama, who I have as the top corner. Now, he didn't run as fast as he would have hoped, or as I would have hoped, to be honest. He ran 4.5 flat, which, you know, he runs 4.49, and I don't think anybody even says anything. But he is so fluid and so smooth, and he's got such good instincts and ball skills. Like, I just think he's going to be an excellent player who, you know, maybe if you just stack him up as pure players, I think he's like, gosh, he's my 8th or 9th player in the draft. And because of the quarterbacks and the tackles, and you're going to have a couple of the edge rushers in there as well, I think you could see him, a guy like that, get pushed down into the teens and could represent, you know, one of the better values there in the first round.
Hmm. Interesting. Going to be super, super fascinating. Cowboys chose to not extend and not really adjust Dak Prescott's contract. So it's going to be a big cap number, and then this is it. What do you think of that move from the Cowboys?
It's different, you know. It's different. I mean, to me, it's never really a good situation when you're half in on a quarterback. You know, I almost feel like, gosh, if you're going to be at this point, I know, you know, I guess you think you get the best out of him because you put his back to the wall, but what's your reward going to be if you get the best out of him? You know, that's going to be a nightmare. So I don't know. I'm more of an all in or we're all out on this situation. And to me, this feels like kind of a half measure. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Mm. What are your thoughts on Pittsburgh and what they've decided to do, adding Fields to go along with Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, I just think the cost was so low. And from what I understand and just talking to people around the league was, okay, they could have done a little bit better than that. That wasn't just what the market was, that they were, they were operating off of a list, from field side of things of his preferred destinations. And so might have been some people out off that list that would have given him a little bit more, but they tried to do right by him. But long story short, it cost next to nothing. So why would you not do it? If you're Pittsburgh, and now you've got two interesting options. I think Russell gets every opportunity, and I don't think it'll be – everybody's saying he's going to get beat out by week one. I don't see that happening. I think they're going to let him play for a little bit and see how he does. But now he's got a very, very inexpensive fallback plan. But they have no money in the quarterback position right now,
right.
Zero.
It's kind of the San Francisco model a little bit, right?
Yeah. It allows you to build up everything else.
Yeah.
So, and I bet that they will continue to add to the offensive line in this draft, which they did a good job with some pieces last year. And they're going to try and build a team with a very expensive defense, and they're going to try and bludgeon people on the ground and then let the quarterback just make a couple plays. That's going to be the formula, and we'll see how it works.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see if that, in fact, does work. And if it does work for which of these two quarterbacks, right? Because as much as I think Russell at his peak was better than Fields, and Fields hasn't been great, you can, if you design it right, you can run Fields a ton, right? It doesn't cost you anything. You run him a ton, and you can't turn it over when you're running the football. And that playing 11-on-11 is hard to stop when not a lot of teams play that way. Even Baltimore's not really playing that way as much as much anymore. I'm interested in non-first round quarterbacks. Who's the guy out there? Because we have seen not a ton. Obviously, people point to Brock Purdy, but Kirk Cousins and others. Who's a guy not as hyped, lacking something that to get him in the first round that can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Well, we'll see what happens with however you have them ranked in terms of Penix and Bo Nix. I think the odds are that one of those guys, maybe both of them, don't go in the first round. But I would start there. But after that group, to me, there's two names that are intriguing to me. Spencer Rattler has a really live arm. He's a big-time recruit. Everybody knows the story with Caleb ended up beating him out there at Oklahoma. But he's got a lot of tools. He's grown up from when he was kind of an immature young kid. And, at South Carolina, they just a two-time captain, never complained, had all these injuries up front. He's grown up. The kid, he's really grown up. So that would be one. And then there's the kid Leary, who had been at NC State and transferred to Kentucky. That would be the other one. I think he might be more like a fourth, fifth round pick. Just take a flyer on him. But he was he's interesting.
Well, how do you feel about your Padres heading into the year?
Good, man. Good. The Cease thing was big. It gave us a little more length in our rotation. But to show you everybody talks about the Dodgers and everybody's scared of the Dodgers. I mean, look, Doug, we go get Dylan Cease, and what happens? The Giants panic, and they go out and get Snell. Then the D-backs like, oh, my gosh, we got to go out and get Montgomery. I mean, it's just like they're all scared of the Padres, man.
That's exactly what it is. They're all scared of the Padres. Matter of fact, I heard Shohei's interpreter laid a whole bunch of money on the Padres. Now, with Shohei's money, and, he's lost like $4.5 million of it, but I heard he was all in on the Padres.
Can you, by the way, because I've just been so immersed in the draft, and I've just been an outsider on this. I know you're running out of time here, but what's your opinion on this thing with Shohei?
Well, they all think I'm naive. I kind of believe it. I think he's an old high school friend, and like dude was just a baseball player, I believe he got snookered. I don't think you can take the I've never bet on sports period stop unless you've never bet on sports. That is not that hard information to find. So either it's his Rafael Palmeiro moment, or he got duped. And I'm gonna bet on the goodness of people. I'm gonna bet on Shohei. What about you? You don't buy it for a second, do you?
Well, I just know that there's been times where I've logged in on my Bank of America and been like, "What in the world did we just buy for $250 at Nordstrom?" I can't imagine logging in and being like, "We're missing $4.5 million."
Yeah. But I also don't have like $50 million in the bank, so I don't know, if you have a bunch of accounts, if you check all your accounts, I don't know how it works. I agree with you. That's the part that's like super weird. It's not like a credit card.
I checked check my 401k every day, man.
Do you?
I'm living and dying. But, oh, I do. Yeah, I look. They tell you don't ever do that. I look at it every day.
What is the amount that you got to get to, don't share it, in order to walk away from what you're doing?
I got a lot of drafts left before I can do anything, buddy.
All right, bud. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
See you, man. Bye.
Doug Gottlieb, Show, Fox Sports Radio. Do you guys check on your retirement accounts?
I'm not that guy, for sure.
I talked to my guy today, actually, driving up here. It's one of the things, and he was like, you know, we're up. I was like, all right, good. We were down last year, so we're up. That's good. You're still hired. You're still hired.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I was actually just telling a friend of mine this story last night. 1990, Lollapalooza. Can you guys check out the lineup? I think that's the first time I saw Pearl Jam.
I'm sure it was a doozy, that lineup.
Find the lineup for me. That'd be great. Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Muncy Bolaños, what do you got?
Jess, I got a lot for you today, Doug. We're going to start with Ryan Poles. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and was asked about the RG3 comments. In case you missed it, he basically suggested that maybe Caleb Williams pull in Eli Manning and not go to Chicago. And this is what Ryan Poles had to say after Pat McAfee was like, "You heard what he said, right?" And he said, "Yes, I did."
It pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. The same thing when I was in Kansas City. Coach Reed, all of us were brought there to break a cycle, and we did. And no one talks about those days anymore. It's all about what they are right now. So I really believe we're about to break this cycle and get this city in a really good situation and win a lot of games. So the past is the past. Like, I don't worry about that at all. It's about where we're going.
Yeah, it's one of the dumber statements in the history of the sports media profession, which has launched out statements time after time, right? Like, you're not going to go because you're pulling Eli. First of all, RG3 acts like these are all new ideas, player empowerment. Like, Eli Manning's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, by definition, you can't have a new idea or a new era if you're doing something that has previously been done 20 years ago. And by the way, John Elway did the same thing. He was drafted by the Colts. So it's not a new thing.
Yeah.
Secondly, like, he's done everything in his power to kill the Commanders, football team, Redskins, whatever, for his time there. And really, that's what it's about. Don't go there. Go to your hometown team, D.C., which I think RG3 thinks he has some fan base because he had a great rookie year there where they don't like him there. But it's very transparent what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And it annoys the crap out of most everybody, including Ryan Poles, who's like, what are you, like,
mm-hmm.
So we don't have a quarterback. We went out and got all of these different players. We changed offensive schemes simply for this quarterback. And you're still going to be critical of us?
I know, like, you're suggesting,
that's just so far afield from the reality.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. I'm with you on that. All right. So moving on to new Eagles running back Saquon Barkley. He was on the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers, and he shared about his first experience playing against the Eagles.
I remember one time Fletch tackled me my rookie year. And it was like impressive tackles. I was like down the field, and I was like, "It's like there's no reason why a man that big should be able to be at that spot where we're making that tackle." And like I look up, and he's like, "Yep, it's me again. I'm gonna be your daddy for the next 12 years." And
no, I was just
like, he's like, "I'm gonna be your daddy for the next 12 years." I'm like, I'm looking at him like this, and it's like at the point, like it's like, you know, it's all funny games, and I'm starting counting. I'm like, "Nah, there's no way he's playing for another 12." Like this, but.
Have you ever told anybody I'm your daddy for the next 12 years?
No, no. My favorite story, though, is I have a
buddy. Except for your kids, right?
I have a buddy.
Say that I'm going to be your dad, yeah.
And other times, but I'm not going to mention that on radio.
Okay.
I have a buddy. Tommy Warner was a teammate of mine at Oklahoma State, 22. And on our shooting shirts, we didn't have a name. So they were going, no number, no name, must have, no game. Anyway, so... He had a guy behind him. We were playing at Kansas State in what's now called the Octagon of the Doom, Bramlage Coliseum. There was a guy behind him like, "Hey, Tutu, I'm on you, Tutu. I'm on you all day, all night. I'm on you, Tutu." And he literally was. And then all of a sudden, for about 5 minutes in the second half, I came out of the game, and he's like, "He's gone." I was like, "Who's gone?" He's like, "This dude's been on me the whole game." And then all of a sudden, the guy's like, "I'm back, Tutu. I just had to take a leak. Don't think I..." So that's the closest I've come to that.
That's fun. That's fun. Speaking of fun, living in an RV, according to new Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh.
It's been great, you know? I mean, being myself, you know? Like, I always wanted to do that. It worked out great. I'm 100 feet from Greg Roman.
He has an RV as well.
He's got a better RV. Chiro's got a really, really good RV. In the RV world? Well, I'm not as fancy. You know, my Thor motor coach, you know, it hits me just right.
So he's been living in an RV since coming out to LA by himself.
Thought about it. Everybody's thought about it, especially in California. Yeah. I mean, during COVID, lots of people I know bought those Mercedes
Sprinter vans
right? Yeah, and went around the country.
Yeah. Luxury.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Literally amazing. Have I thought about it? Hell yeah.
And living in a van down by the river.
Everybody wants to get their
inner Chris Farley.
Yeah. Well, get her on RV and then live next to Jim Harbaugh.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
At the end of the show, download the podcast, a special podcast hour upcoming. Plus, you can hear the entire show where we actually went back and forth about Caitlin Clark and the antics on the women's side of basketball, plus the idiocy of Major League Baseball and scheduling opening day games in New York and Chicago, right? Yeah. So tomorrow we'll get you ready for the Sweet 16. We'll give you some picks that will help you win some money. In the meantime, this is the Doug Gottlieb Show, only on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.